News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, after years of faltering starts and winding negotiations, the long-debated and highly contentious reform of EU asylum policy finally cleared the European Parliament yesterday. We were joined by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. Minister, Sinn Féin are emphatic about this. They said Ireland should opt out, that we should go for an Irish system for the Irish reality. One size doesn't fit all. Tell us why you believe they are wrong about that.
Shane, I mean, look, this is an absolute game changer. Sinn Féin essentially wants us to go it alone, which is absolutely crazy. I have to say that. This is a global challenge. This is a global problem. We're not the only country where we've seen an increase in people seeking protection and coming to our shores. The idea that we would say we don't need any support, we don't need any help, we're not going to align with our European counterparts, it's absolutely ludicrous. And look, what they're suggesting is a route that we've seen taken across the waters. And we know exactly how that has worked out. There is nothing in this migration pact that doesn't benefit Ireland. Like, I genuinely believe this is a game changer. And I say that because, firstly, it will mean that in law, we will have to process applications much more quickly. We know the quicker that we process people's applications, people who genuinely need our help, they can move on with their lives. We can support them to integrate. People who shouldn't be here, who don't have a right to be here, it is much easier to remove them. Secondly, the very fact that we are an island, we know that over 50%, in fact higher, people who come to this country, they've come from another European country. They've either sought asylum or been given asylum. Now, if we do not opt into this pact, the idea that we could tell other countries to take back those who have already protection in their countries, again, it's absolutely ludicrous. We wouldn't benefit from the financial assistance, which we will benefit from when we join the pact. But also, we will have a greater ability to understand who's coming into our country. So there will be enhanced checks and there will be enhanced database systems so that when people do arrive, we will have a greater understanding of who they are, where they've come from. That will help us understand exactly who's here. But also, if there are any risks, we'll be able to deal with that as well. So we have helped to make this pact, to form it, to get it to where it is here. And there's genuinely nothing that doesn't benefit Ireland. So why we would go it alone and try and deal with this on our own, it's absolutely crazy.
Do you think this will make a practical difference in terms of the number of migrants coming here? Or is it more about dealing with asylum seekers and so on more efficiently?
Well, it's both, to be honest. I mean, the fact of the matter is there are millions of people on the move globally. And there are so many reasons for it. War, conflict, climate change, there are economic reasons, there are a lot of people just seeking a better life. But we have to be really clear. We have legal routes for people to come to our country, to work, to join their families. And we have an international protection system for people who are genuinely fleeing war. And we do have to make that clear. You know, I can't go to another country and decide I'm going to go there and stay there and live there. I have to go legally and have to go a particular route. That has to be the case here. And if we make sure that our system works effectively, so Ireland and working with our European counterparts, where we all have the same system, where it's all working in the same way, where it's as effective as it can be, I think that ensures that people who genuinely need our help, that they get it. But also it helps us work towards the legal pathways as well, because I mean, let's face it, we're at full employment here. Anybody who says Ireland is full, they need to look at what's going on in our country so we can improve our overall international protection system and do so in tandem and in collaboration with our colleagues in Europe, while at the same time making sure that we have legal pathways for people to come here. That's the overall objective here, making sure we have a system that's fair, but also that's firm, and that we say there have to be rules. We need to make sure that they're enforced as well.
So if it's such a win-win, then why are Sinn Féin opposing it?
Because Sinn Féin have opposed every single good thing that has come out of Europe. Do not let anybody be fooled. You know, Brexit, they may have said, well, we support the EU and we don't want this to change. They have never supported a single measure in Europe that has been beneficial for this country. And we as a country have benefited greatly from so much, from free movement, from people's ability to live, to work, to study. Our economy has flourished because of Europe. And Sinn Féin have voted against every single measure that has allowed for those benefits. And this is no different here. They don't know what they're doing. They have no plan. And do you know what? What people say to me is, it's not keep people out. We're full. The vast majority of people, I have to say. What people say is, we want to have a system and we want to have a plan. And I'm saying very clearly, this is our plan. It's not something that's been forced on us. We've actually been working on this for years because it has taken time. We've been working on it. We see how it benefits us. It'll mean we have a more efficient system, a more effective system. We'll have support from Europe. We'll be able to return people where they shouldn't be here. But it also means that people who genuinely want our support, that they'll get it in a much, much more quicker way and a more efficient way.
And will they get due process? Just finally on this, will they get due process? Because that's one of the concerns of people on the other side of the argument.
Absolutely. I mean, this doesn't strip out anybody's rights. They'll still have a right to come here to be able to make their case. And that's what people do. They'll go through the process. It will just be done in a more efficient and a quicker way. And, you know, we're already doing that. Just over a year ago, I introduced an accelerated procedure for people coming from what we say are safe countries. They are still entitled to apply. They're still going through the system. They still have all of their rights, but they're actually getting their decisions much quicker. And again, for those who genuinely need our help, that's actually a better thing. So nobody's going to have their rights stripped, but we do need to be more efficient. And this will mean that when we pass the legislation, it will be the law that certain people will have to be processed within certain periods of time. And again, people who aren't entitled to be here, when you say you don't have a right to be here, it's much easier to remove somebody if you do so in the first few months, as opposed to somebody being here, which was what happened in the past, for 6, 7, 8 years, where they've settled down, they have families, they're part of the community. We need to be more efficient. And this system overall, this is a game changer. This really is a game changer.
One thing that hasn't changed is your position. You've stayed on as Minister for Justice. Are you relieved that that is the case?
Well, look, Shane, I don't think I made any secret of the fact that I wanted to stay on where I was. You know, this is a huge honour for me being in this department. But above all, I feel there's so much that I still need to do and want to do and that I'm focused on. We'll have body cameras on Gardaí this summer. Our recruitment is gathering pace. I have legislation around family courts, which will utterly transform the way in which difficult family situations are dealt with, and there's so much more. So, you know, as I said, I made no secret of the fact that I really did want to stay here, but it's because I feel that there's so much more that I can and that I have to give to this.
I read one report in one of the papers saying that Simon Harris, on reappointing you, told you he intends to work closely with you on justice issues. Did he specifically say that to you?
I think he said that to all of us, to be honest. I mean, he's a Taoiseach who's going to be working with all of his ministerial colleagues, all of his TDs and senators, but right across government. And I think it's really important that a Taoiseach knows what his ministers are doing, but that he's supporting and working with them. So I welcome the fact that Simon will be working closely with me, but I know that he has a lot of priorities here in making sure that we protect our farmers. It's been an absolutely awful few months, particularly with the weather, and that's an absolute priority for us, as well as making sure that small businesses are protected, that we're putting money back in people's pockets, that we're making sure that work is paying. You know, we have so many priorities that we want to continue to work on.
No, fair enough.
Government with our colleagues.
And what do you say to your colleagues in the parliamentary party who publicly and privately, I mean, the likes of, say, Charlie Flanagan and Michael Ring, who say, you know, we need to refocus, we need to get back to Fine Gael values, more law and order, and less of this hate speech bill. What do you say to those colleagues?
Look, I mean, people will always have opinions, and I don't mind that. We're a broad church in our party. But Fine Gael has always stood for law and order. Fine Gael stands for law and order, and we will always stand for law and order. I mean, if you look at what has been done in the last few years alone, a new domestic violence agency dealing with probably one of the biggest scourges in our society in recent times or ever. We're dealing with increased sentences. We're focusing on Gardaí, increasing numbers, CCTV, facial recognition, body cameras, making our streets safer. I mean, that's my focus. That's my goal. That's our priority as a party. And that's not going to change.
Do you accept, and I know you've spoken very eloquently and passionately in relation to the hate speech bill and why it's necessary to reform that legislation. But I'm hearing reports that it may go back to a subcommittee or Oireachtas committee to look at potential amendments. Do you accept at this stage it is unlikely that that bill will become law in the lifetime of this Dáil?
No, I wouldn't say that. But I do say, and we spoke about this before, that I accept that there is, I think, a lot of misunderstanding about it. And there's a lot of concerns that have been raised. So I've very been very clear that we need to look at ways in which we can address concerns that people have raised and how we deal with that and how we move forward. I'll be able to, you know, I'm working on that and we'll absolutely make a decision on that in the near future. But, you know, I have to bring this back to what are we trying to do here? We're trying to protect the most vulnerable people in our society. That's my overall objective. That has to be, as Minister for Justice, my objective, working closely with the Gardaí. So I accept people have concerns. I'm taking them on board and obviously we'll make a decision on how we progress it after that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Justice Minister Helen McEntee, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.